Piercean wisdom.
I like that. You just spread that.
It's a little piece of Piercean wisdom there that I can't fix this. I think like you, because I've talked to you several times about this and about how, you know, Mike, you can't fix some of these things. Pride says that, oh, no, man, I can get in there. I can fix it. Well, you can't fix it. God might be able to fix it through you. But you, so put another way, well, whatever you send me to do, Lord, I'm here.
Right. I'm not succumbing to anxiety or anger, you know, because what happens when we allow ourselves to get angry or that we allow ourselves to get anxious is our own inner peace is lost. In other words, that we are exorcising God's grace from our being. And that basically destroys our ability to be the light of Christ to others. So if we find that something is making us angry, we have to pray, first of all, for peace in ourselves, and if necessary, walk away from the thing that angers us, because if we can't control our anger, it's actually going to destroy us. The only human being that could actually have righteous anger and get away with it was Christ. The rest of us, if we allow anger to get the better of us, we basically become a force which is destructive.
And we all know people that have become destructive.
Yeah, it's sad. I find it tragic when I see it amongst our brothers and sisters in the faith. That basically they become animated primarily by an anger and a hatred of the enemy. Now, the enemy might be evil, but when you start hating, you become the enemy. Right? If you're animated by hatred and not love, you know, you may hate the people, and the people you hate may be evil, but you're becoming evil in hating them. And so that's something we have to be on the guard against. The devil's powerful, but God is more powerful. Right? We don't have to worry because the victory's already won. What we have to worry about is ensuring we're part of the victory.
And the other part of that is you have to have the humility, and this is something that we have to pray for and we have to work at. And you never start. You know, Augustine says, if you stop working on humility, guess what? Pride just got you. No one ever achieves humility. You may be humble in a moment, but you haven't achieved humility. But you know, as an example, if some people are so caught up and so angered by and frustrated by, and maybe even embarrassed by some of the things that the Holy Father does and says. Well, you know, this can't continue. He's going to ruin this. This is going to be ruined. That's going to be ruined. Well, you know, based on what you said and some writing and history that backs up what you said and what you and I talked about here today, all I can do is pray about that. I can't do anything about it. Right. I'm certainly not going to do anything about it by worrying about it.
Exactly. And also, you know, where's our faith? You know,
exactly.
I've written a book fairly recently. This should be published in a few months, I think, called Heroes of the Catholic Reformation. Well, I went back to the 16th century, the 1500s, and you know, you've done a lot of research in this area, particularly in England, so you know about this. But you know, there were some pretty awful popes
around
the church's history. You know, and again, I'm talking about proofs of the church being who she says she is, as the bride of Christ and God's mystical body, Christ's mystical body, is the fact that by all intents and purposes, with the leadership that the church has had throughout the centuries, you know, she should not be here. But you know, she's indestructible. Even when those at the top are doing their best to cause mayhem.